Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Food Fight Radio. Did anyone hear that? Nah, 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 nah. That was great. Marcus did that. That was fun. The most intelligent food show. Feels funny. To say that now. Most intelligent food show for toddlers ever. Like the millennials say, ever.
Ever.
Most intelligent food show ever. Today we'll be covering incredibly easy roasts, and I mean so easy they practically make themselves. We'll also have portioning problems and a GMF. Update.
Dun, dun, dun.
Also, Marcus's favorite nuts, and we'll be razzing millennials. It's going to be a busy day. So there's a shortage of chicken wings. Did you know that?
No. How could there be a shortage of chicken wings? They got more chickens than ever.
Okay, but they only have two wings each.
Yeah, but if we have more chickens, we should have more chicken wings.
Right. So do you have any idea why?
Are they genetically growing them without wings now because it's just a waste of space?
No, that would be cool. But they're going to have to grow them with like 12 wings each because the millennials ate them all. Seriously.
Just stuck seeing a chicken with 12 wings. It's kind of cool.
Maybe that one would be able to fly. They left the rest of the chicken, though, so that's all the rest of us are stuck eating. We have to figure out what to do with all the extra chicken parts. Because there's no wings for us, and it's because millennials have no idea what to do with the other parts of the chicken.
Well, don't they just chop up the breast and cook it like a wing and have boneless wings?
They do not. That would require hanging around in the kitchen for more than 18 seconds, and they just don't have time in their busy tweeting lives to do that.
Oh, so they're not going out to the restaurant and buying these. They're buying these from the store?
They're buying these from the store ready-made. They're buying them from restaurants, ready-fried and ready to dip. Everything is ready, too.
Yeah. I just thought all the millennials are going to strip clubs that sell chicken wings. I thought that was the issue.
I don't think that's it, because a lot of the millennials are girls.
Yeah.
Or they're just, you know, they're not looking, no one is looking up from their phones, so they have no idea where they are. They're walking into these strip clubs, they're sitting down, they're tipping the strippers, they have no clue what's going on. They're looking down at their phones with their two thumbs, you know, and they're texting away, I have no idea where I am right now, but I think I smell chicken. They're in a strip club, right? They have no clue how they made it into there. Without crashing or bumping into a wall, you know, like little video game characters. Video bump, bump, bump. Okay, turn this way and go this way. It's like they're like little remote control people.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like they're small. The wings are small. They're small enough to eat with one hand. So the other hand is free to keep texting or tweeting or doing whatever. Right?
Yes.
And so there's a whole shortage.
But wouldn't we have a lot more wings pictured on the internet since they always post whatever they're eating?
There aren't any more wings.
But
there are no
like,
wings to take pictures of.
Then we should have a whole bunch of pictures of them because that's what they do. They take pictures of whatever they're eating and put it on the internet all the time. I'm here. I'm eating this. Therefore, I exist. That's what they do.
Okay. Well,
so where are all the pictures?
I'm telling you, they ate them all.
This is just sad. I'm just lost. I don't know.
So there's a report by this this guy named Barkley. And Boston Consulting Group, they did a bunch of research, and they call their report American Millennials Deciphering the Enigma Generation. I'm not talking about the music group that actually makes pretty good stuff. So he says 77% of millennials say they enjoy eating a variety of ethnic foods.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure they really understand what the word ethnic means.
Hot sauce.
Okay. They like their wings with hot sauce. That's ethnic food.
That's ethnic food.
Today, they're eating Indian.
Yeah, their wings with curry.
Right. 64% of millennials say they love to cook and be creative in the kitchen. I think this is a lie. This is a lie. Because most of the time they don't know how to cook. They don't know what it is. If they're not familiar with any other part of the chicken besides just the wing, they're not cooking.
Is it creative if you mix the blue cheese and the ranch?
I think that's what's going on. This is the creativeness that they're talking about. You know, they like to be creative, I think, which means they're adding things, unexpected things, into their ramen. Right?
That's just a necessity when cooking ramen.
Oh, of course. So they eat out a lot, but they also eat out at chicken wing places a lot. Chicken wings are the ultimate millennial food. Just absolutely. They typically, you know, make new sauces with their wings. Like you said, they They mix things together. Yeah, and that's and then okay, but you know that's you know why they do that. They do that so they can tweet about it.
Of course, look what I did. I'm a genius. I'm a master chef.
I am a culinary innovator.
Mm-hmm.
No, you see, you can't say cook. No one wants to call themselves a cook. If you're going to talk to a millennial, you have to use big words, stick them together. You have to use culinary innovator.
Culinary innovator.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Gastronome pioneer.
It's like when you run out of ketchup, and you find something else to use instead. You know, we do that all the time, yeah. Like in the middle of the night when we're starving and our kids are up, no one's sleeping, we go in there, we want some cereal, we have no milk, we use grape juice. We are now a culinary innovator in the eyes of these millennials.
And for us, we just call it desperate.
And still no word on whether or not these millennials have seen a vegetable yet, because all they seem to eat is appetizer food.
Well, there's a lot of fried zucchini in that, isn't there?
There's fried asparagus, too. They do tempura vegetables.
Tempura vegetables.
Right, and then, you know, they're covered in the deep fry.
Ooh. Okay, this might be a little different, but have you had the blue beans grilled?
Yes.
That's so good. Sorry, you just made me think
of
that. I got
really hungry.
That's bad
for you.
They're grilled beans.
Dip them in stuff.
No, you don't. I don't.
Well, you don't. Millennials are defined as individuals between the ages of 16 and 34.
Ooh, I just missed it.
You just missed
35.
It. So I cannot complain and call you a millennial now that I know what the actual limits are. So any of you out there that are between the ages of 16 and 34, if you are listening to this radio show, do you like chicken wings? Because you might be a millennial. So when we make fun of millennials on this show, that's you, baby. We're probably making fun of you. In the United States alone, there are 80 million of you.
Wow.
80 million millennials.
80 million.
Yeah, so that's that's a lot of weird advertising.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of single word usage, a lot of tweeting.
My wife's a millennial.
Going along. Well, I've met your wife, and no, she's not.
No, okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. They want to participate, get this, or co-create in a brand's marketing. What does this mean?
They want to take someone's idea and run with it and not create their own, right?
Well, no, I think it means they want to do nothing. I mean, that's what it sounds like. They want to co-create in a brand's marketing. What the heck does that mean? What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything.
I guess I just put, co-create. I think they want to make it.
They're sitting on the couch. They're playing video games and they're texting and tweeting. They're updating their Facebook statics every 10 seconds. They don't have time to do anything. They don't have time to do anything with a brand's marketing, right? They crave adventure. They look to their peers for affirmation. They turn to social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, whatever that is. And they like to express themselves. So basically, they're shy shut-ins with no friends and no confidence, right? That kind of sounds, because they're connected to their equipment, and that's the only way they know how to express themselves.
Huh.
They get another human being in the room, and they get all discombobulated. Oh, what do I do? How do I talk to this guy?
But they want to co-create their brand's marketing. Don't
they
you need
text
people for
each
that?
Other when they're in the same room.
Okay,
you're sitting
weird.
Over there. I'm sitting over here. There's a guy over there I want to talk about. So instead of me, hey, come here, whisper, I'm going to whisper something in your ear. You know, I text you. You're 9 feet away.
In grade school, we used to make our own little languages so we could talk about people without them knowing it. Now they just text people?
Yeah. Mm. And they have their own little language. It's called texting language.
That was created by, not the millennials. That was
created by
somebody
with fewer fingers, and they needed to save words. The millennials like to co-create experiences. Why can't they just say do stuff? If they like the experience, they'll talk about it with their friends. And more often than not, it ends up on social media. Typically, shareworthiness and participation are thought about in the context of how millennials discuss brands online. That means talk.
Mm-hmm.
That means that's how they talk. Yeah. So this oatmeal is off the hizzook, right? That's how they would brand oatmeal. They got to put that on the box. So the Wall Street Journal says restaurants are running out of chicken wings these days, because all the millennials are eating them all. The restaurants are relying on alternatives now, such as boneless wings, promoting other products, and taking other bits of chicken and cutting them up to make them look like wings. Because if it's not in a wing shape, millennials will not eat it.
That's so funny.
I'm trying not to bust out laughing. Ridiculous.
That's just great.
Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, we'll be talking roasts. Not the kind where everyone gets together to insult Marcus.
Hey.
That's next week. But the kind we eat. Hot, juicy, drippy, tender roast. How to make them. And it's super easy. And we'll just go ahead and insult Marcus, too. That's next. If you change the channel now, all the roasts you make for the rest of your life will be terrible. So keep it tuned to KCBQ.
In this corner, authentic New York style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. Eat in, take out, or delivery. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com. Limited delivery area.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinthenumber2night.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, folks, the only show that'll call out restaurants on the intolerable atrocity that is leaving the shells on the shrimp. You're going to charge me $20 for a dish of freaky oceanic insects and make me peel off their little alien shells? Shrimp aren't that expensive, you know. The only reason to pay that much is to have some kitchen lackey remove their exoskeletons for me so their little heads ooze liquid brain when you pop them off. There's this whole deveining thing. Which isn't a vein at all. I don't know why they call it that. It's their large intestine.
Well, it's less gross to think about moving a vein than think about moving the
poop
chute.
It's full of shrimp poo.
Yeah.
Why? Just, you know, why? You're getting paid well for this dish that took you $2.18 to make. You can take off the stupid shells. That's not my job. That's their job. And if I went to work in a hairnet and complained about my stingy boss, then that'd be my job.
Hey, that's my job.
Dan, next time you'd better take the shells off my shrimp. So, folks, we insult millennials a lot on this show, and come on, they have it coming. They really do. The Bieber hair that's all brushed forward, the weird eating habits, the inability to know about anything that happened before they were born. Like, they know there's a Spock on Star Trek, but they have no clue who Leonard Nimoy is. In the coming weeks, we will have avid millennial advocate and public nuisance attorney Paul Esterhaus with the firm Kickham, Harter, and DeGroin, speaking on behalf of millennials everywhere in an effort to clean up their image and convince me to stop propagating malicious rumors and negative stereotypes about them. That means saying mean things. That's going to be fun. That's coming up in the next few weeks. So, folks, I want to give a warm thank you and shout out to our fan in Germany.
Yay, we have a German fan.
We have a German fan. We reach Germany. Didn't know if anyone out there, you see, you think you get bad radio reception in Rancho Bernardo. He may be the only fan in Germany, but you know what? I'll take what I can get. We got an email from Stefan in Germany, who apparently loves us and keeps listening every week, even though the live streaming is weird and he obviously can't get us on the radio unless he stands on his roof holding a lightning rod in a storm. So that's a fan. I know you're listening, Stefan, and we love you for it.
We love you.
We love you, Stefan. And to thank you for being so diehard in your support of our non-food food movement, our anti-disestablished vegetarianism, if you will. Next week, we're doing an all-German edition of Food Fight for the whole show. We'll be covering all German stuff.
Okay.
Favorite foods, fads, how to experience the best of Germany here in the States, and a whole segment on David Hasselhoff.
Ooh, the Huff.
And we're starting Oktoberfest in April.
Yay, beer.
I will only drink German beer for the whole rest of the month, and instead of my usual bacon breakfast, I'll be having German sausages.
Mm.
You say we inspire you, Stefan. You've inspired us, and we love you for validating our existence. It's nice to know for sure someone is out there.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me feel important and stuff. That's nice.
It's nice.
Stefan tells us he used to not care too much about what he ate, and he had his steak well done and so on, and we've inspired him to eat good food and try rare steak.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we've converted him.
Nice.
The Church of Bland has lost another member to the Church of Clarification. That's what I'm calling my new religion. Like it?
Yes.
I figure that way I can legally collect donations.
Ooh, there you go. Not pay taxes.
Not pay taxes. Take that, Neil Saavedra, and your lame fork report. We've got fans in Germany. In Germany, Neil. You've got a face only your mother could love and a show only she could listen to. We love you, Stefan. And now, back to the meat. Easy roasts. There's a few different ways that you can just take a piece of meat and shove it in the oven, and a little while later, you're going to have something really soft and juicy and tender and juicy. Why is that hard to say? Tender and juicy. I've said that specific combination of words. I've said that 90 million times in my life. Why can't I say that?
Well, you know, they say if you do something enough times, you're going to mess it up.
And it starts to lose all meaning.
Yeah.
Like the word millennial.
Millennial.
Millennial. Millennial. Nope. Still got it. It's still annoying. It's still annoying. It won't go away. So a lot of people, when they try to make a roast, they'll start Googling for recipes. They'll find a very complicated one. They'll feel obligated to execute it. They'll go to the store. They'll spend $60 on the garbage to make it. This is an average person, not a cook. An average person, when someone in their family says, hey, we haven't had meat in a while and I don't feel like going out, so can you make me a roast? And then, you know, whoever in the house is responsible for the cooking, generally the wife, is going to look at him. Generally, it's the wife.
Wow.
What are you going to say? Everything's equal? Because it's not.
No, just generally it's me. So I was just like,
you're the wife.
No, I'm the breadwinner.
I've met your wife, and you're the wife.
Hmm.
Clearly, she wears the pants in the family.
I'm the super mom.
Yeah, see, you are Mr. Mom, but you seen that movie? He's a good guy. Nothing wrong with him. He's super awesome. He wears a lot of flannel. Do you wear flannel?
No.
It's just, you know, your wife, she's fantastic. Mm-hmm. She's really cool and tough.
Yes.
She is not going to take garbage from you. Plus, you cook.
Yeah, I do.
Who's going to be the cooking in a house where someone is a cook by profession?
If you cut hair at a hair salon all the time, do you want to come home and cut hair?
You do.
I do.
And you're going to wind up doing that.
Yeah.
Except
I do.
I let my husband cut my hair, so and you know what? I'm fine with it. He's got weird hair, and he always looks great.
Yeah.
So I mean, all the people he's ever tried to get a decent haircut from, they always screwed it up terribly. Mm. He was the only one that was ever able to make himself look good. So I figure he really knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And it's possible he's missed his calling. He should have been a hairstylist, would probably just, you know, be teasing hair
and
giving people blowouts. And all kinds of stuff. And if he'd anything like other very famous non-gay hairstylists, he'd probably have a million girlfriends.
Oh, yeah. Like that
women
movie.
Women like hairstylists. What? Don't mess with the Zohan.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking. I couldn't think of the name. I was like, who's a non-gay famous hair? Oh, yeah, Zohan.
See, Zohan. That was fiction.
Oh.
Yeah. That's not
a documentary?
No.
Oh.
Well, I think maybe it was supposed to be on the Israeli army, but I don't think they fight naked, so they're not catching weapons with their, you know. That was weird, though. I didn't like that movie. It was actually very disturbing for me, most parts of it, and unfortunately, I can't unwatch it. But back to meat. The best way to make a roast, simple, easy roast, and there's two thoughts on this. You've got pork, you've got beef. Mm-hmm. The two easiest things that you want to make. Come on, everyone can throw a chicken in the oven and wait for it to, you know, stop clucking. But for beef, you want to have a nice rub, right?
Mm-hmm.
And any combination of spices that you favor is fine. I'm not going to give you a specific recipe. I want you to go to your spice drawer, get some things that you think smell nice.
Yep.
Rub them together in a little bowl and rub the heck out of that piece of meat. What is your favorite cut of beef to use for a roast?
A roast? Jeez, I don't know, chuck roll, but I don't mind cutting it up.
Okay, how about something that is smaller that people aren't going to have to take apart and give an autopsy to with their bare hands?
Jeez. See, when you say that, it's tough. I don't know.
Go to the store, look for a big piece of meat.
Big piece of roast.
Big piece of meat.
It's called roast.
Yeah, they're generally called roast, yeah. And they're usually big.
Yeah.
Okay, it's big, it's got the word roast on it. Grab one of those.
There you go.
And get the one with a reasonable amount of fat.
Yeah, you definitely don't want too little or it's going to be dry.
It'll be lean. That's no good.
Yeah, and if it's a lot of fat, it's going to be really chewy and rough and rubbery. You don't want that either.
Medium amount of fat, thin little wiggly lines of fat, not big clumps, mm-hmm. And that's called marbling. Everyone take a pen, write that down. That's the word of the day, marbling. It's not when you hit someone in the head with a marble.
No.
No, it's a nice, thin bunch of streaky little riverlet looking little lines of fat going all through your meat. That's marbling. That's good.
You want wheat
with marbling. Yeah. It's juicy. It's tender. It's fatty. It's delicious. Tasty. So you want beef to get to room temperature, and you want to salt it well. Salt, sit, and blot. Sit and blot. And sit and blot a couple more times. And the bigger the roast, the longer it's going to take to room temperature. So just leave that thing there, and then go out and go to Starbucks and tweet some people.
There you go.
That'll work. Any favorite spice combo is good. Teriyaki sauce is good. Salad dressing, whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
You can put molasses in things. You can put molasses with hot sauce together. Throw some extra salt in there. It's all very tasty. Preheat the oven to 500. Put the roast in. Cover the pan tightly with foil. Cook 4 minutes per pound for rare. And then turn off the oven. Leave it alone for 2 hours. Do not open the oven.
No.
Do not keep all the heat in there. Very, very important. Don't open the oven. If you don't have an oven light, tough. You're going to wait in the dark for your roast. For a pork roast, very, very simple. You want to combine one of my favorites to rub on a pork roast, and you can let that thing heat up.
Yeah.
Your pork's not going to become poisonous if you let it come to room temperature. It won't. Everyone is super scared.
It's been, 50 years since we had anybody saying anything about trichinosis also. So again, I mean, when I cook my pork, it does have a little pink inside. I'm not scared.
You stick a thermometer in it. If it comes to temperature, you want it to be about 160 before you eat it. If it's 160, you can eat it.
Yeah.
No matter what color it is. I prefer it on the pink side, too, because that means it's tender.
Yeah, there's still some juice
in there.
It's
not dry.
Mm-hmm.
It's the juices, once they reach temperature, they're not going to change color quite yet, but they are going to be inert.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're not going to get anything there. One of my favorite salt rubs for the pork is mustard, sugar, and salt.
Nice.
Just mustard, sugar, and salt. You rub it all over. Roast it at 350, uncovered for about 45 to 90 minutes or so, depending on the size of your roast. And you want to make sure you take the temperature. As soon as that thing is 145 in the center, you take it out.
Yeah.
And don't forget about the resting. Slice it thin. Use pan juices as sauce. Pour it over the thin slices to keep it extra juicy. Seriously, the resting. You want to let it take it out of there. You want to let it sit for 5, 10 minutes, maybe even 15.
And you know? What that does is if you don't let it rest enough, when you cut it, all the juices are just going to run out where you cut it, and it's going to get really dry. You let it rest, all the temperatures equalize, and all the moisture stays inside. That's what resting does. Equalizes the temperature, keeps all the juices inside.
And it's like when you're resting. You don't like it when people bug you or poke you or touch you or take your internal temperature with a thermometer.
Or slice your foot off so they can eat it. That's just rude.
That's just rude. Let it rest. Leave it be. How would you like to be treated if you were a roast that just came out of the oven? Oh, how do you feel like when you just step in out of the sun?
Yeah.
You want to sit there. You want to rest.
You want to
let your juices move around again on the inside because you've been cooked.
Yes.
Okay, so you want people to leave you alone. Give your pork the same respect.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Next up, after the break, we'll tell you what that crock pot you bought 10 years ago is actually good for, and it's not a doorstop. We'll get you to wipe off the kitchen grime and fire up that bad boy. Up next on Food Fight Radio.
When our kids started school, I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized
and don't forget motivating
education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
For over 7 years, Modern Dentistry, the office of Dr. Amir Majavar and his friendly professional team members, have been providing quality and affordable care to San Diegans all over the county. Specializing in state-of-the-art cosmetic and family dentistry, including children ages 3 and up, porcelain crowns, veneers and lumineers, Invisalign, teeth whitening, and metal-free restorations. Rest assured the care you'll receive will be with the utmost precision and quality, and provided in a caring, nurturing, and virtually pain-free environment. Having completed a residency in cosmetic dentistry and over 200 successful Invisalign cases, Dr. Majavar is highly trained to create a beautiful smile just for you. Their office is designed with comfortable chairs, ceiling-mounted TVs, and noise-canceling headphones. Call Modern Dentistry and see what a difference a healthy, beautiful smile can make in your life. Go to sdmoderndentistry.com or call 858-259-4765. 858-259-4765.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio on KCBQ. With me in studio is a man who puts the gas in gastronome, Chef Marcus.
That's gas like in gas ovens, right? You know what you need to properly cook food?
Sure. I'm stuck in here with him, folks. Stuck in this little booth like a veal.
Is that why you won't let me shut the door?
Yes. The maids are going to go by. They're going to be vacuuming stuff. It's Sunday. It's a ghost town here. We're leaving the door open. What does that tell you? It's supposed to be closed studio. So you move to a new house and you're buying stuff for your new kitchen and you're getting like a Cuisinart, a toaster, a microwave, and you see crock pots at the store. Do I need a crock pot? You think, well, I've never actually used one, but it might be nice to put some food in there before bed and wake up to a nice stew or something. So you buy one, stick it in your nice new kitchen, and what happens? It sits there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You never use it. Not once. You spot this thing out of the corner of your eye once a year and think, I really should use this thing, and then you don't anyway because you don't have a clue what you're supposed to put in it and feel uncomfortable leaving that thing on overnight anyways because what if the house burns down? So we'll make this easy on you. You have a crock pot, get some soap and some water and wipe the sticky grime off of it because it's been sitting on your kitchen counter for 5 years and test it, plug it in, see if it still turns on. If it does, go to the store. Buy a pork shoulder one that will fit inside the crock pot. You don't want to buy a piece of meat that will not fit inside the crock pot, because then you will need a bigger crock pot and you've just, you know,
wasted your money.
You just wasted your money and my time. Don't do that. Get a jar of dark barbecue sauce and a can of Coke.
Ooh.
I'm assuming you probably already have a can of Coke. But if you don't have a can of Coke, or if you have Diet Coke, go to the store and get a can of Coke.
Yeah.
Diet Coke is not the same thing, people.
No. No, not at all.
Yeah, it has fake sugar in it. Fake sugar doesn't work in cooking the same way that real sugar does. Go to work or go to bed and, you know, just obviously, you know, toss all that stuff in there first. I mean, take the stuff, put it in there, sprinkle some salt and some pepper, turn it on low.
Mm-hmm.
Just you got a high and a low setting. The high setting cooks stuff in a couple hours. The low setting cooks stuff in like 6 or 7 or 8 hours,
mm-hmm.
depending on what it is. Go to work or go to bed, whichever works for you. You'll have a nice, tasty, tender pile of falling apart pork, which will be great on rolls. Sticky.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. It will be sticky. And it will be sticky and sweet because of the Coke. So that's a really, really good one.
Make sure to put a lid on it or all the water is going to disappear.
Well, I mean, it has a lid.
No, just making sure they use it. That's all.
Okay. Usually you can't even like take it off. I mean, you usually have to like
someone. Oh, mine totally comes off.
Okay, well yours is probably like big.
Yeah, it's a.
You got like a 6-quart one.
No, a 6-quart. Yeah.
Yeah, 6-quart. And if you don't have a crock pot and you want to buy a crock pot, it depends on how many of you there are.
Yeah.
Which really control the size. If you get anything smaller than the 4-quart, you know,
kind of wasting your time.
You're not really going to be able to fit anything in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sure, it sounds like a lot because 4 quarts, that's like 16 cups. No, it isn't. You know, it's you can't fill it up all the way to the top,
mm-hmm.
because it won't cook right. You need to have a little bit of air in there. And also, how many of you are there? Really, if there's 2 of you, you know, get a 4-quart. Sounds like a lot of food, totally isn't. And if you're going to be cooking something for 8 hours, it's going to shrink.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to just kind of dwindle down in size to something that's like maybe, what, half? A little bit more than half, maybe 2/3 its original size.
Yeah, 2/3 to half, depending on how.
And so, which means it's going to lose all of its natural liquid. Which means if you put liquids in there, it will absorb those liquids to rehydrate itself. It's a great way to infuse meat with other things besides water. That's why you want to put in the Coke. That's why you want to put in the barbecue sauce. All of that stuff will be sucked in, absorbed by this dehydrated fibrous meat that is craving moisture,
mm-hmm.
as the moisture is being cooked out of it. So it becomes very tasty, juicy, tender, flavorful, all the great things that you want to put on your sandwich. Okay, now you can put that stuff in a little Tupperware container. You can slather it on a roll at work, and everyone will be jealous. Just like when you're in school.
Yes.
And you have like a really good peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a cream-filled cupcake.
Exactly.
And a nice juice box.
Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to trade with you.
Everyone wants to trade with you. They will trade you things for your lunch. Bring a few extra.
Mm-hmm. Make some friends.
Make some friends. Or get other people's stuff.
Oh, there you go.
Because you can get their stuff. By the way, you know that new Sting CD that you have?
Mm-hmm.
I want it. It's okay. Well, can I have that sandwich? Sure. There you go.
There you go.
You just bought yourself a trade. Like, you know what people used to do hundreds of years ago.
You're really good at TPS reports. If you do my TPS reports, I'll give you the sandwich.
I'll give you the sandwich. TPS reports. Okay. Let's see. What else can you put in a crock pot? That's not beef. You can put in chicken breasts.
Oh, yeah. You can even put in a whole chicken. You're going to have to remove the bones. But again, same idea.
We're working with regular mortals here.
No, yeah, yeah. Just a small whole chicken you put in there. And then you will just, I mean, the carcass or the bones will almost stay together. You can pull up the whole thing and you'll have shredded chicken. And then you can throw in noodles, have really good chicken noodle soup.
Good, because you are not telling people to take the bones out of the chicken. You're saying that the process will debone the chicken.
I'm saying at the end, you get a fork, you put it in there, you can hook the collarbone of the chicken, pull up, and you'll have the whole rib cage.
And then you'll have a nice chicken carcass skeleton that you can display.
Yeah, and in the crock pot, you have all these beautiful shreds of chicken that you can throw in some fresh carrots and then some noodles, and you have really good, authentic, homemade chicken noodle soup.
Or you can throw in some chicken breasts, throw in some ham slices, some cheese, pour a can of mushroom soup and a little milk on the top, and then cook it on slow. It's a messy, tasty chicken cordon bleu.
Oh, there you go.
Which no longer looks messy when you spoon it over some nice steamed buttered asparagus spears.
Nice. What we do in my house is we do a village soup, which is every couple days I'll throw more veggies in it as we eat it. So it keeps on changing the soup throughout the week.
It's because you're too lazy to make new soup.
Well, no, because it's fun and it's flavorful.
Right. Okay, sure.
That's how you get all those veggies you don't use and you're like crisper drawers that always rot.
Because they're about to go bad.
Yeah, you just chop them up, throw them in there, and that way.
You see what a nuisance fruits and vegetables are?
Oh, I love them. They're great.
Ah, you're such a patsy.
With
the fruits and vegetables. Come on. Waste of time.
Waste of time.
Waste of time.
I disagree.
You buy all these. They all look nice in the store when you buy them because they're all on display. And they recently have been sprayed by those water things. And so they're all shiny. And you're, ooh, fresh, crisp. Look, they're all shiny and glistening and wet and healthy looking. I'm going to buy these things and I'm going to put them in my fridge until they rot. And then I'm going to throw them away.
No, you make soup out of them.
No one makes soup out of them. You make soup out of them.
Yeah.
You're a professional cook.
You don't need to be. You just throw food in this
But people
liquid.
Think you need to be. You know what people do silly. With vegetables most of the time? If they can figure out how to chop it up and stick it in a salad, that's pretty much the length of it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's discouraging. Anyway, to do that, asparagus spears, anything that's messy that you put on top of a few asparagus spears instantly looks awesome.
Mm.
So use that. Looks really nice. Cajun beef roast, easy. So toss in a 2-pound beef chuck roast, chopped onion, can of diced tomatoes with chilies, dash of hot sauce, and a tablespoon or so of Creole seasoning. Set it to slow cook, serve it over au gratin potatoes. Ta-da. It's ridiculous. And what, need a vegetable? Tough. Why would you want any kind of vegetable in a crock pot? Crock pots are meant for things that take time to cook. You can toss it in and leave. Veggies don't take a lot of time to cook. And anyway, the crock pot is full of your meat, which is way more important than some stupid vegetable.
What about chili?
What about chili?
Crockpots make awesome chili because you get to cook down the sauce, throw the cooked beans in there, have it all going, and it keeps it warm.
Well, you're talking about beans. You're talking about legumes, my friend.
Legumes.
Yeah. Well, beans take a long time to cook.
Yes.
They really do. You're not going to be cooking those things in 5 minutes in a little saute pan.
No.
So that does not qualify.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can put that in there. Plus, what goes better with chili than meat?
We have veggie chili at home.
Okay, you do. But yes. normal people put meat in their chili. Okay, so you cook your meat in a crock pot, and then you saute your veggies while the wife or husband, depending on who wears the pants in your family, spoons out these delicious slow-cooked meat, right? That's what you should be doing on the weekends, because during the week, you should all be ordering your dinners from Dine In Tonight. They're a sponsor of ours. We love them. Why do we love them? Because they make the luxury of having different gourmet dinner every night not only possible, but affordable for everyone. It's only $10 per entree, no tipping the drivers, no delivery fees, $10 per dinner. That's it. So you order from them, you become like a member. So you get 3 or 5 nights per week. The whole dinner thing, yeah, it's done. Wrapped up. No further thought needed. No shopping, reading labels, wondering what to cook. Do you even know how to cook? No. Have to get those frozen skillet things or those jars of sugar and sodium known as pre-made sauces and stews and stuff. You want to store fat for the winter? That's how you're going to store some fat. Wouldn't you rather have some nice, uniformed young man knock on your door right at dinner time with a tasty, hot, gourmet dinner made with only healthy oils and natural ingredients and veggies from local farms and no official additives or MSG? I think you would. Call now and use promo code KCBQ to get an extra free week of meals, whole week of free meals. It's the smart way to do dinner. People are discovering this whole new side of life they never noticed before when they come straight home from work, actually talking to their kids and enjoying them because you're not busy cooking anymore and no cleaning because there's no more cooking. And you pretty much just get a glass of something and hang out with your family and look at each other and smile because you're happy. Hey, what a concept. Enjoying life. That's something. That's something new. Coming up next after the break, we'll be doing a regular segment called Marcus's Favorite Nuts.
Mm-hmm.
A joyous time when we celebrate the two things that make Marcus happy. Tahini and cashews.
Oh, yeah.
You think you know how to handle your nuts? Well, you've obviously never seen Marcus handle his. Right after this on Food Fight Radio on KCBQ.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs,
Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata? Roast beef with Dijon sauce. Roasted red snapper. Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms. Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. I know you've worked really hard preparing your nuts for this show, Marcus. We'll be discussing tahini and cashews, two workhorse nuts, if you will. Cashews are great for vegan food, and they're smooth and creamy in general, so they're great for lots of stuff. What do you like to do with cashews?
Well, this week I made dinner and dessert with cashews. So what I did for dinner is I made a roasted kind of sun-dried tomato pasta sauce. And then I soaked some cashews, pureed them through an nutritional yeast. It makes like a creamy, cheesy type of sauce. Mix it together. So with our pasta, we had this kind of sun-dried tomato Alfredo tasting sauce.
Kind of a creamy sauce.
Yeah.
Now it was creamy because of the cashews.
Yes.
What's with the nutritional yeast? What's that about? What's that about?
Nutritional yeast, for anybody who's vegan or doesn't like meat or whatever, nutritional yeast, it has kind of a Parmesan flavor, but also it's full of the B vitamins you miss when eating meat.
Okay, so it's tasty and it has a lot of meat vitamins in it.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a yeast.
Okay,
yeah.
And then of course cashews have a lot of protein in them.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so basically by using a combination of pureed cashews and nutritional yeast, you are creating a meat-like substance that your body can use.
Yeah, I'm creating using what's in the meat. Yeah, exactly. Creating
okay, it. So you've almost efficiently replaced meat.
Oh, yeah, easy. The pasta we actually ate was made with flaxseed also. So then we're full and set there.
Tell you what I don't like about flaxseed.
What's that?
If you have to grind them.
Yes.
But places sell them whole.
Because when you grind them, they don't last as long.
So you're supposed to be grinding these things yourself?
Just like coffee beans, yeah.
What a pain in the butt. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah, what a pain. You put them in stuff. I get the pre-ground ones, and then I slowly, over a period of a very long time, add them to things like yogurt, just to give it a little bit more heft and a little bit more fiber and stuff.
Yes,
and it fills you up better.
It does. It does because it has the fats and it has the big fibers. Because
I might not have a chance to eat for several more hours, so I want to make sure that I'm not feeling hunger.
Yeah.
During that time,
it's not going to hurt you, but definitely the fats in there are more soluble when they're freshly ground than when they're sitting on a shelf for a while.
Or you can just take an omega supplement.
Yeah, same difference.
Which I do. Okay. So, and I'm sure you guys do.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to make sure you're getting fresh omegas in the food. And then
No, we're not taking supplements. We're taking fresh omegas through flaxseed.
Wouldn't it be easier just to take a pill?
I guess. But it's tougher to get my kid to take a pill.
You got to trick them.
Oh, no.
They're big. It's like tricking a dog. You take a piece of something, like a vegan meatball in your case, or, you know, like a pot, like a, what do you call it?
I would just roll it in sugar for her.
Falafel. Falafel. Yeah, shove it into falafel. A falafel, give her some ranch dip, some vegan ranch dip, and say, here, honey, eat this.
Here, honey.
And then she'll bite into it. She'll bite into an omega capsule, and all the oil will ooze out, which, of course, smells like fish. And then, yeah, no more, well, she won't eat your meatballs anymore, I'll
exactly.
tell you that.
Exactly. That's why it's easier for me to give her flaxseed.
So other stuff that you can do, I know you recently made a vegan cheesecake.
Yes.
Raw vegan cheesecake out of cashews.
Yes.
Okay.
So I made the crust.
Describe it to me because I know you made it and your family ate it and some of that was destined for me.
Yes.
And I now can't taste it.
No.
I was going to be tasting it and I was promised cheesecake.
Yes.
But there is no more cheesecake for me to eat.
Gone.
So you're going to have to describe it to me.
I will do that just now. So, the crust is made with just almonds and walnuts, raisins, and I pureed the raisins with the nuts and made a crust out of it for the cake. So the bottom of the crust for the cheesecake is nuts and raisins.
Nuts and raisins.
Nuts and raisins. A little bit of sugar.
What's wrong with graham cracker crumbs?
No, nothing. I just wanted it to make sure it had all the vitamins my family
graham
needed.
Graham cracker crumbs aren't graham cracker non-vegan, are they?
No, they're totally vegan.
Okay. So you can do that if you want. You just went to some extra trouble because you could.
Uh-huh. Because I had time to play in the kitchen.
Gotcha.
And I love playing. So, yeah, this takes dates. I puree the dates. That's the sweetness. About 3 cups of cashews and some lemon juice for the tartness. I let that sit for about an hour or so to kind of...
Congeal.
Not congeal.
Turn into cheese?
Yeah, give it that sharp cheese flavor.
Curdle.
Thing. Not curdle, but ripen. I'll use ripen.
Okay, ripen. Go bad.
Just like cheese. But then vanilla and then about a cup of coconut milk goes in there.
And you can buy date puree already.
Oh, yeah, you can buy date puree.
You don't have to puree your own dates, guys. Yeah. You can get prune paste. Mm. You can get date paste. You just get that instead, and you don't have to be there, like, you know, de-pitting and cutting.
I just threw them all in my food processor with a little bit of water, and voila.
The key here is get a food processor.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I don't have a food processor.
You don't have a food processor?
I don't. If something requires the food to be processed, I will not make it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a mortar and pestle? I use that sometimes.
What, you mean like a big stone bowl and another stone
30
rod?
30-pound bowl?
Yeah, I have one. I inherited it from my great-great-great-great cave uncle.
Have you ever made pesto out of it? It
no.
tastes totally different than any other pesto. It's really good.
You know what I do with pesto is I get pre-made pesto, and then I add things to it because I'm too lazy to make my own base pesto. Because, I used to make it in blenders all the time. It's kind of
true.
Pain, right?
Yeah.
You can do it in a blender.
Yeah, I don't like using I have a Vitamix, but I don't use it for a lot of things like that because I hate cleaning it out.
If you're planning on adding stuff, you can put it in a blender because then if you're not planning on adding stuff, you're not going to be adding enough oil. But if you are planning on adding stuff, you can totally put in enough oil. Blends beautifully. You can put in any kind of nut that you want. Grinds the nuts, makes the pesto at the same time. Frosts it up, gives it a nice creamy consistency. Then you can add whatever stuff you want. Saves you the trouble of spending a year growing basil leaves in your backyard.
Doesn't take a month. It takes a month.
Okay, sure. I'm still not going to do it because I'm just not that patient. Well, I'm not going to wait a month to make basil. So you're going to go to the store. You're going to buy basil, which is kind of pricey.
Yeah, actually, fresh basil is really pricey.
You need a lot of it.
Yes.
So I'm going to go to the store, a good store. I'm going to get a nice brand of pre-made pesto sauce. It's completely boring and unimaginative. I'm going to water that bad boy down with a whole bunch of things that I do like, and that's going to be a new, inventive, original, tasty pesto sauce.
Yay.
So that's my pesto. That's a lot easier to make. I still don't need a food processor, so meh.
Meh. Okay.
Then next time... Bring me my cheesecake.
I will.
Unbelievable. Guys, I'm getting cheesecake here, and then you know what he shows up with? Nothing.
Nothing.
I get a big plate of nothing. I brought a fork in my purse.
Oh, nice.
And now I have nothing to stick it into except for Marcus's neck.
Is it a plastic fork?
No.
Oh, oops.
Oops.
Think that through
a little next time.
You let that sit, and the oil in there will make it all nice, rich and creamy. The coconut oil you use?
Coconut oil. Yummy. You know, it's solid at room temperature, and people think that that's bad in fats. They see a fat that's solid at room temperature. They run away screaming like little girls.
Mm-hmm.
Virgin coconut oil is solid at room temperature, and it's probably the best oil for you ever.
Yes.
Plus, it tastes delicious.
And
you melt that stuff, put it on sautéed broccoli.
Nice.
Unbelievably delicious. Coconut on broccoli. I know it sounds weird. Also works great on asparagus. Works great on any green vegetable. Sautéed spinach. Sautéed kale. You have to sauté kale for a really long time because it's hard and fibrous. I don't like that stuff. Great cashews are great tossed with veggies in a saute, like with carrots. Toss them with broccoli and a little mayo and tamari.
Yeah, that's really good.
In a stew, especially a curry. in a Waldorf salad, grapes, chicken, mayo, and cashews. Mm-hmm. That's a fantastic sandwich. Butter roasted with ground rosemary for game day.
Oh, yeah. Like
snacks. Good.
Snacks.
Put them in a bowl. Eat them.
Roasted cashews.
Or spice and honey roasted with a little sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I like them better butter roasted with ground rosemary. Not the whole rosemary.
No, ground rosemary. You don't want to chew on that fiber.
They're little
sticks.
Twigs. Really, they're little twigs.
Might
they're,
as well be eating matchsticks.
Yeah, it's not cool. You can get it ground, and I recommend that you do.
Yeah.
Powdered rosemary. Don't buy the sticks.
I get our ground stuff at home. We get Smart and Final.
You, or you can get a little magic bullet.
Oh, there we go.
Grind it up yourself. Those are fun. That's like a tiny food processor. That's what I have. Mm-hmm. Pureed into a creamy soup with veggies.
Yes.
Always very good. Makes your soup taste a heck of a lot richer. Ground up to thicken a stew or add some kind of rich flavor to just about anything, any kind of sauce. Add to peas with a little butter and Cajun seasoning.
Mm.
That's your side dish. Added to a nice fruit salad. Cashew butter is also great mixed in with cake icing or spread onto cookies or little cupcakes. You can also put it into pancakes to make cashew pancakes.
Cashew pancakes.
Anything that you can use peanut butter for, you can use cashew butter for.
Or now, anything you can use heavy cream for, you can use cashew thick cream for also.
So go to the store, get some cashews, and get some cashew butter.
Yeah.
Because you will have a whole heck of a lot of fun with both of them, especially if someone in your family has a nut allergy, because that's it's just really fun to torment those kind of people. I'm just kidding. Food allergies are serious. Seriously, fun.
Oh.
Tahini. People don't know what it is. It's made out of sesame seeds.
Yeah, it's sesame seed based.
It's sesame seed candy butter. Also.
Yeah, what is it called? It's a halva, which is kind of a halva. It's a sesame seed. I'm going to describe it as a nougat.
It's not a nougat.
It's kind of like a nougat. It's white. It's not spongy, but you can eat it like that. It's a very...
Chalky.
Chalky?
It's chalky. I mean, it looks like a brick, but it breaks apart easily into little flakes when you start chewing on it. It's not hard, but it does hold its brick shape very well. They take this fluffed up sesame paste and then they pack it in. They pack it into a container. And that's what makes it kind of hard. Mm. And then they cut it into these blocks. So the blocks retain their shape. And they can make it regular. They can make it chocolate. They also make it marble.
Yeah.
Sometimes they put pistachio nuts in there.
That's my favorite.
Sometimes they cover it in chocolate.
Well, that's just a great idea.
Just in general. Just covering things with chocolate is good. I would, but probably other people generally would not. I don't know. Tahini and bacon, that one might actually be a little lost on me. I don't know that would be good.
Right.
But
on.
Tahini comes in jars.
Yes, tahini comes in jars.
Yeah.
It's usually
separate. Candy is made out of tahini, which is ground up sesame seeds. It's not sweet. Mm-hmm. It is bitter as hell. And I mean, heck.
Heck. It's candy because of the texture.
Yeah. And so what you can do with it, you can mix into hummus. You can add it to maple syrup, stuff it into an apple with pine nuts, and bake it.
Mm-hmm.
Very tasty. Into a three-bean salad. Add it to couscous. Mix it into brownie batter. Makes brownies taste better. Put it in pancake batter, cupcake batter. Into peanut butter cookies. Replace half the peanut butter. Mix with dried fruit, stuffed into a roasted pork loin. Awesome.
Awesome.
Into a pre-made potato salad to give it a little bit more flavor and heft. Or added to mashed potatoes or mashed sweet potatoes. Personally, I like it mixed with mashed sweet potatoes because of the sweetness. So, coming up in the next hour, we've got an update for GMFs in the Supreme Court. Get ready to be ticked off. That's coming up in the next hour on Food Fight Radio on KCBQ.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.